We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm joined by Thomas Gipping, who's the Deputy Director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. And I wanted to ask you, objectively, looking at what has transpired with the Senate trial, the impeachment trial of President Trump, is this performance from Adam Schiff and his colleagues, the House Democrat impeachment managers, is it comparable to the performances we've seen when it was Bill Clinton being charged on the floor of the Senate, or is this a very different scenario?
Well, these two, even though they're both impeachment trials, are different in almost every way. I mean,
right.
The issues are different. The players are different. The political context in which it's happening is different. So I think more so than in the Clinton trial, this one is really part of a larger sort of ongoing, sustained campaign against the president. I think the Clinton impeachment trial really stood out from his presidency, whereas this is just that's what Democrats have been doing from the beginning. They've been trying literally to impeach him for 3 years. So
yeah.
I think in that respect, you know, it's different. There were fewer managers in the Clinton trial that really took a prominent role. This time you got this whole gaggle of House managers who
it's
are
almost
trying
like
to,
watching auditions.
Well,
I think
I've seen a couple of press conferences where, I mean, remember that every other impeachment in American history, only the Judiciary Committee was involved. This time you had six different committees involved, and somehow Adam Schiff and the Intelligence Committee kind of elbowed its way to the front of the pack. And you know, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who is much more senior in the House than Schiff, I can see, you know, appears to have resented that a little bit because they've been sort of jostling in these press conferences to see who gets to keep control of what's going on. And so far, I think Schiff is winning. But I don't think that improves the quality of the impeachment trial presentation.
Yeah. And there's got to be a difference between the allegation that you have lied under oath, which, I mean, even about something like sex, which everyone tried to excuse, like that didn't matter, even though it was in the context of a sexual harassment, sexual abuse case. And this, where it sounds to me like Democrats are trying to cobble together a narrative that would lead you to believe that the motives of the president weren't pure, even if that's not stated explicitly by him and easily provable.
That's an important point. In the Clinton impeachment trial, it was the actions that per se were impeachable. You don't necessarily have to commit a crime for something to be impeachable, but but the actions themselves, there's no good reason to lie under oath. What they're talking about here is not his actions, but the purpose or the intention behind the actions. There's plenty of reasons why what he did, the phone call and, you know, urging investigations and all that, there's any number of reasons why that could be perfectly legitimate. It's the purpose or what the impeachment article calls the corrupt motive that turns those things into impeachable offenses. That is very different than what we've impeached both presidents and federal judges, for example, in the past. Their actions alone objectively were per se impeachable, and that is certainly not the case here.
Have you been surprised at the tack that's been taken by Adam Schiff, especially last night, where essentially, he and his colleagues came out and accused Republicans in the Senate, the jurors they're trying to persuade or at least peel off a couple of Republicans to get get the president thrown out of office, accusing them of a cover up and not being objective. Am I reading that correctly? Did I hear that correctly?
You just distinguish between persuading them or peeling off a couple, mm-hmm. right? One is positive, one is negative. They are not trying to persuade the senators. Their arguments aren't designed for that. It's not possible for them with what they have to do that. Their tactic is to either bully, intimidate, whatever, just a few Republicans, mm-hmm. So that they can claim that this was a bipartisan. I mean, he's going to be acquitted, and it takes 2/3 to acquit in the Senate. But if they can get at least a few Republicans to side with them on anything, whether it's a decision about subpoenaing witnesses or whatever, that's what they're trying to do. And, you know, you have a couple of the moderate Democrats, or I'm sorry, moderate Republicans, like Susan Collins, who... because she had supported Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court, for example, there's, you know, rumor that maybe she's not quite as popular in Maine as she used to be. That said, in fact, I was talking with one of my colleagues here at Heritage this morning, mm-hmm. and apparently Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska were overheard talking to each other, really being angry about the tactic you are referring to, and that is, you know, being told that anything other than voting against Trump would be treasonous and all this sort of thing. But it was those two moderate senators who were the ones who were particularly offended by that. So I don't know who advised Democrats that would be worth it, but it's going to backfire if they really pursue it.
This is Thomas Jipping, who's the deputy director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation here in D.C. So tomorrow, the defenders of the president get the floor of the U.S. Senate. What do you expect to hear from them? Are they showing some of their cards already?
Well, from what I understand, I mean, and remember the timetable here, the rules resolution gives 24 hours to each side to present their case, and those 24 hours may be spread over up to 3 days. And a separate set of Senate rules require that it be in session Monday through Saturday. So just given where everything is, when everything started and the holiday on this past Monday, mm-hmm. Republicans have to start their case on a Saturday. As I understand it, they're only going to take a few hours tomorrow to it's kind of an opening argument just to mm-hmm. kind of lay out in more brief kind of essential fashion what their case is going to cover. And then they're really going to get into the meat of it on Monday. I think that's smart because to whatever extent televising this circus is valuable, you got to have people watching.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but Saturdays there's, you know, you got Parks and Recreation on in the morning and
right.
I'd rather watch that. So,
right.
you know, so I think that's a smart way to begin. That means that Monday and Tuesday will be pretty full. The trial only begins at 1 o'clock. It's because Chief Justice Roberts has a real job across the street at the Supreme Court in the mornings.
Yeah.
So, the Democrats will wind up today. Republicans will open tomorrow and really get into the heart of it on Monday.
So hang on. If you've been waiting for somebody to stand up for the president and push back on what I have called the symphony of lies that's been coming from the left.
And I do encourage people to, if they've been following this at all, to at least hang in there through the Republicans or through the president's case, at least this first 3 days. Mm-hmm. That'll lay out everything that they really want to say so that people can evaluate it. Beyond that, I think it's going to be a lot of nitpicky
the questions from the senators,
stuff.
Right.
But this first part, I think, is valuable for our fellow citizens to pay attention to.
Thomas Jipping from the Heritage Foundation, the Deputy Director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Hopefully we'll talk
to you
again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right, 9:15 here on this Friday morning. We'll come back with more in just a moment. But let's get check on the weather, see what you're going to be dealing with when you wake up tomorrow morning. That's next. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.